From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas County Democratic Party has won more races of late than their state counterparts. You'll hear from the group's outgoing chair in a few minutes. Our top story, though, is last night's flooding. A slow-moving storm system brought anywhere from 3 to 7 inches of rain across North Texas. The storms caught many commuters off guard. Here's Ted Ryan with the National Weather Service.
Even some of the main roads have water over them, and the traffic is an absolute nightmare in parts of Dallas right now because people are trying to go to work on these highways, probably not expecting to see, you know, that the highway is still shut down from the rain that occurred overnight.
One runway has been shut down at DFW Airport. Heavy rain prevented workers from repairing a collapsing storm drain that caused a sinkhole near that runway earlier this week. The airport expects few delays. There were also reports of flooding in homes in Garland as well as an apartment complex in Grand Prairie. No one's been reported hurt so far. The National Weather Service also issued a flood warning for the Trinity River in Dallas. The river was at about 38 feet a few hours ago. Flood stage is 30 feet. The river is expected to crest near 43 feet by tonight.
We just really need to hammer home that, yes, the rain was needed, but, you know, this is obviously way too much, and it's not really welcome now. We're really struggling to put up with this. We really hope it ends soon.
Ryan also says there will be some more rain tonight, but the forecasters predict just 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Next week should be clear skies. Only about 1 in 3 third graders read at grade level in Dallas County schools. That can have big implications down the road, since only 1 in 5 kids who read below grade level go on to college. Stella Chavez reports on a new virtual tutoring effort that hopes to tackle the problem early.
At Cochran Elementary School in Dallas, a group of first and second graders read Eat Up, Chick. The book's about a baby chick who won't eat worms because she doesn't like how they look. So she tries other food, a carrot, a bone, some hay. One day, she finally tries a worm, and she likes it. On this day, the story for these kids continues in a different way.
So today, we have the individuals who have been helping you out over the computer with TutorMate, and they're here to meet you face-to-face. You may not recognize their face, but when you hear their voice, you may recognize their voice.
That's Principal DeMarcus Gorey introducing his students to their tutors in person for the first time since they were paired up 6 months ago.
So let's give these ladies a round of applause.
Dallas and Houston are the first school districts in the state to participate in TutorMate, a nationwide effort designed to increase the number of first and second graders reading at grade level. Here's how it works. Every week, 40 volunteers from 8 area businesses spend 30 minutes online with their students. The tutor and student can't see each other, but they can hear each other. The students read and play games designed to strengthen their weak spots. Cassandra Wallace is a first grade teacher at Cochran.
A lot of my kids who came to me were not on grade level this year, so just getting them to first grade's been a challenge.
Wallace says her students look forward to the weekly call from their tutors. They love reading with someone who's not their teacher, and it's making a difference.
For one example, I have a girl who came in pre-K reading level, and as of this week, she's reading at a first grade level, which is amazing.
In Dallas, the program is a partnership between the district, the educational nonprofit Commit, and Innovations for Learning. All of the kids attend schools in the Molina High feeder pattern in Southwest Dallas. Wallace says the students have been working especially hard on sight words, common words that you can't sound out, like the or again.
Are you going to read a lot this summer?
Do you think so?
You've made
8-year-old Sakura Wesley got her first look at tutor Brittany Summerall, who works for DISD.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
What's your favorite book to read?
My favorite book to read, I don't know, it's pretty difficult. I like to read all kinds of books.
Okay.
So far, 14 cities around the country participate in TutorMate, and there are plans to expand. Dan Weisberg, the program's national director, says there's a growing need for tutors.
But the challenge for many full-time working people is that they don't have time to travel to a school to do that sort of work. So the idea was, well, can we blend technology with the one-on-one interaction that tutoring still provides? And the answer was yes.
And for these students, saying yes to reading could be the ultimate key to their future. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
We turn now to the Friday conversation and the woman who's had an unprecedented run as chairman of the Dallas County Democratic Party. Darlene Ewing presided over one of the few blue counties in red Republican Texas. During her decade in charge, Democrats won all but one countywide race. Ewing just stepped down to pursue her own political future. She sat down with KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter.
Darlene Ewing, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
Back in 2005, no Democrat had won countywide office in half a century. No Democratic presidential candidate had carried Dallas County since LBJ. Texas appeared to be in a Republican headlock. Why would you take a job that seemed so hopeless?
Well, we'd cracked a little bit. Remember, in 2004, we elected Sheriff Valdez and Judge Garcia, Judge Adams. In 2002, Sally Montgomery had switched over and run as a Democrat. But nobody thought we could do it. Now, I would be lying if I said I took the job knowing we were going to sweep in 06 and do what we've accomplished. I was just kind of asked to do it. I thought it was a temporary thing where I preside over a few meetings and, you know, turn it over to someone else. And It just didn't turn out that way.
It's interesting to me the way you describe the situation of the Dallas County Democratic Party in the early 2000s. It sounds a lot like the way people are describing the statewide party in 2015.
Unfortunately, I think that's somewhat true. I think our state party maybe has too much control by outside consultants. You know, they're the experts. We're considered in Dallas, we're just amateurs, but we keep winning. We still have sections of Dallas that we can't elect a state rep. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. We have Republican pockets in Dallas County. It's not all Democrat. We're winning countywide because we work those Republican areas, knowing we can't maybe win a state rep race. But if we increase our turnout by 2, 3, 4 points, that goes into the countywide races. So that goes into the county bucket. And if the state would adopt a little bit more of that, we can start winning statewide.
The mantra among Texas Democrats has been that the kind of demographic change that turned Dallas County blue is destined to turn the state at least purple. Yet 2014 around the state was an absolute blowout. Could this talk of inevitable change just be a pipe dream?
We can keep explaining losses away by saying, but eventually we're going to get there. It's just going to happen. The numbers are just going to happen. But because the turnout is so low, it's important who gets there. I mean, we have more Democrats in Dallas County that we could win these state house races, but we don't show up. And the Republicans show up better than we do. And I think that's true statewide.
What's been your best moment in the last 10 years?
I was lucky to get to Denver for the 2008 National Convention. And being in the stadium the night that President Obama was nominated in 2008, and I looked around, and the feeling of unity that we can't elect a Barack Obama to the presidency, I have to admit, that I cried. That was a special, special moment where the American dream is actually, we're experiencing it tonight. Now, life intrudes and it doesn't always get, but for that night, that moment, it was special.
What's next for Darlene Ewing?
Well, I've announced that I'm going to run for the vacant bench, 254th. It's a family bench. Judge Martin unfortunately died in office way early before his time. He was a good judge, and I'd like to follow in his shoes. You know, I've been practicing family law for over 37 years. I'm board certified. So, you know, I'm getting up there in age. It's time to maybe move over and quit hustling business. And it's still politics. I'm a political junkie. So, you know, I'd still be involved in politics, but not to the level I was. And maybe I could take some of my experience and help people get through a difficult time.
Darlene Ewing, good luck with that next chapter, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
There's more rain in the forecast through tomorrow. From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.